Guys, things are changing in the stiff socks world. Could be sad about it, could be happy about it. I'm ecstatic about this.
I'm excited about this. I think that, so let's just start from the beginning.
I'm Trevor.
I'm Michael Blossom, okay, if you guys didn't know that.
I
like
too
feet.
Serious at first.
Okay.
So, moral of the story, we had been advised to stop the podcast. It was getting demonetized a bunch. I mean, obviously the name is Stiff Socks or Hard Underwear, as some
the
would
therapist
say.
Said.
With our schedules of Michael and I touring constantly and always working on other projects, that it just felt like the people around us were kind of like, you should just yank it. And I feel like that's not the move.
We
built 7+ years into this and we don't want to leave you guys in the dry. Is that what they say?
No.
Leave you guys hanging?
Leave you hanging.
Hanging out dry.
Dry. This is what we don't want to do. So again, we've been advised to stop the podcast. We're not going to fucking do that. We will never do that to you guys. But we are making a change. We're going to put the regular episode on patreon.com/stiffsockspod. We're going to do one episode a week on Patreon and Apple Plus. And now we're actually more excited because now we can say whatever we want. We don't have to get demonetized. And I think
that's also ad-free. So it's more us just being like, where can Michael and I riff? Have the most fun for an hour, if not longer, every week with no ads. And that's behind Patreon. So it's just going to be behind Patreon. We're going to do a really big sign-up deal because I know this is inconvenience to pretty much everybody who expects Wednesday episodes. And we don't want it to be, so we want it to be cheap, affordable, and just kind of like get over this hurdle and we can all just remain with the Wednesday episodes. But
yeah.
It has been tough with everything getting demonetized. We got to pay for the office space, studio, Jack, Alex, and Clippers. Why'd you laugh? You're going to pay you.
So, ladies and gents, just to recap, instead of 2 episodes a week, we're going to be doing 1 episode a week.
One banger episode,
ad-free on patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Again, we're advised to stop. We are not going to stop. We will never stop. We love you guys so much, but we're going to be doing 1 episode every Wednesday on patreon.com.
Starting August 26th, that is the last episode that you'll see on this main feed on our YouTube, and then September 2nd, moving on, it'll be on Patreon and Apple Plus. I also want to throw out there, we're going to lean into a lot more of the YouTube-style games that we love doing, and those are fun. So that's it. We have a hilarious-ass episode planned. We don't want you guys to feel a certain type of way, and if you do, we totally get that, but everyone's there. You guys are still getting a fucking heat of an episode. There's not going to be ads. It's just an hour of
Pure silliness. So we love you guys. Yeah, man, on to the mother frickin' episode.
I've been gone so much that my neighbor's concerned, dude.
What happened?
Bro, I don't know. I don't know what ring camera he has in my room or some shit, but like he will just text me and be like, hey, I noticed you haven't taken the trash cans in. Like, is everything okay? Like, also he saw he saw something on Facebook where I did the colonoscopy video where I was like loopy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
He saw that, but like, you know, algorithms, it's like delayed. He saw that video and then I was touring like 2 weeks after. So like my car wasn't there. Oh. And he's like, hey, like, I know you're still in the hospital. I hope you're well. I'm like, buddy, I was out for 15 minutes. They put a fucking jump rope with a GoPro on my ass. I'm good. Well, he's a nice guy, but like...
I'm sure he's a nice guy.
But just like randomly, he'll be like, hey, I noticed that there's a package out front and nobody's home. Is everything okay over there? And I'm like...
Hey, man, get a life. No, he's being nice. But at the same time, get out of my fucking... You know what? Why am I being so mean? This guy's great.
No. But it's
like weird and scary.
It's a little scary, but it's like... And I'm sure he's just being nice. And maybe I have this jaded edge where I think anybody being nice is like...
100%.
You know, if somebody
trying
knocks
to
my
fuck
door...
You.
Yeah, if anybody knocks my door, I'm like, you're the hashling and slasher. You have a gun. You have an AK. What's going
Something.
On? Something. But he's probably... But like he just says something like, hey, I noticed the trash cans were out like a day longer than they should be. Like, do you want me to put them back for you? Like, I lifted them up for you. And I'm just like...
It's all good, man.
It's all good. You're putting stress on my life.
You know what happens? And I just thought about this. You know what happens? I think you become a parent and then you just locked into parenthood.
Ah.
You know? So he's like, not that you need parenting, but it's like.
I do.
But it's like, he looks at that and he goes, oh, I'm a dad. This guy needs a, not, you know, your dad. How do I word this? Like, he wants to help. He sees something.
And that's what it is. He wants to help, which I'm ever grateful for. It always catches me off guard. That I'll just get a text and like they're late. He'll text me at like 2, like like 12:30 and be like, are you okay? And
what?
And I'm like, physically or mentally?
It's also like, you have a telescope pointed at my window? Correct. What is this?
Correct.
Yeah, what
and
is this?
A lot of times they'll text me when I am gone. So I'm like, how does he know when I'm here or not? But like my car is there and like maybe the light's on or like maybe somebody's staying at the house for me. Like, because that also happens where somebody's staying at the house for me when I'm gone.
Yeah.
But he knows that I'm not there. So I'm like, how do you see the lights on?
Yeah, but yeah, but how do you know that I'm not there? Because the lights on. What's happening?
That's what I'm saying. I don't like this, dude.
Listen, I know you're trying to help.
Fucking, I'm moving.
Bert, let's go. Let's move into a white psych.
First, the lady with the, yes. I want to wake up every morning on a white psych background.
Me too.
And I you know what it'll be? On my head will be the alarm clock, and I'll have to guess what time it is.
Honestly, views.
742.
Views.
Bro, speaking of white psychs, Drake out here barking at goth girls. Did you see this? Champagne Poppy, billionaire rapper, one of my goats, the goat of all goats. I won't slander him. He's out here barking at goth women.
What's happening? I knew he did this. I didn't watch any. I didn't watch this. What happened?
He did a Nelk live stream on Kick, I believe. It's a 1v20 where he's up there and there's like 20 women that come in the room trying to like pitch themselves.
He doesn't need any more women.
Honestly,
can I say this?
But you can monetize getting hoes. Like, this is the very Drake thing to do.
Yes. I don't know. So he's doing regular white side content. Drake.
With the Nelk boys.
Can I say this?
He won't do like Coachella anymore because it doesn't pay enough. And then he's like, yeah, I'll shoot your YouTube show.
Weird. But this is like a...
But maybe he's bored.
You know how I feel about Rick Ross? I'm starting to feel like this about Drake.
Mm.
You got friends, bro? You got friends?
And we love Drake around
here.
That's our goat.
Oh, dude, I'm the biggest Drake fan of all time. I think I'm just concerned like your neighbor.
For sure.
I'm your neighbor for Drake.
For sure.
You know,
there
I'm like...
There is a little bit of that.
Yeah, one of our listeners sent this in and said, 2021 Stiff Sox would have loved this clip. It's Drake. It's Trevor's goat and Michael's goat.
Okay, go ahead. Let me see.
I probably
can't comment on this, but go ahead.
Like...
It's not even a person. That's silly? A spirit.
Like silly.
A little silly?
Yeah. I am absolutely... By the way, you can look me dead in my eyes. If you say do it, I would...
Okay. You're saying this, and now I'm going to, like, sensor. Test it.
Okay. What do we... Just give me, like, one...
Would you bark for me?
All right, pause it real quick. Just pause it real quick.
This is
the Canadian dog I've ever seen. It's like the most polite, like bulldogs. Like,
guys, I'm going to go back to this.
God, getting chicks is embarrassing.
It's
flirting is embarrassing.
It's Drake, and I have secondhand embarrassment right now.
Would you bark for me? No, here's my Wells Fargo. Hello?
Bark for you? You're Drake.
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing it for views, and he's doing a great job.
Well,
and he's an incredible actor, and we love him rapping.
I mean, you're Kendrick Lamar and you're seeing this right now. What are you thinking?
That he thinks he wants to check that woman's ID.
Good joke.
Thank you.
But, you know, like, this isn't helping his case. And listen, I love doing these white background videos. Like, I will do these until I'm 94 years old.
I love you.
95, gun to the mouth. But I'll keep doing them and they're fun. But is he just bored?
Yes. This is boredom at its finest. He wants to be sort of part of like the white side culture, which is totally fine. But you're Drake. This is like Obama doing Hot Ones. What's even happening?
Yeah, but like Obama doing Hot Ones, I think the world would love to see.
Of course.
Drake being horny is like, we're like, whoa.
Nah, I think the world
wants
to see this.
You can sing about it, but like, what's going on here?
That was one of the weirdest things I've seen.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're Kendrick Lamar, are you watching this and be like, you know how people come after MGK and be like, and I don't agree with this. They're like, Eminem ruined MGK's music so bad he had to turn to rock music.
Mm-hmm.
If you're Kendrick Lamar and you're seeing Drake doing this right now, you like, I won.
Yes.
I dissed him into YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, that's
he
how bad
he somebody into YouTube shorts.
He demolished his motherfucker into IG reels. This is bad.
Yes.
This is a trial reel. This is horrible. Not horrible. It's entertaining. It's great. But this is just, it's fucking weird. This is weird. This is a real famous person, like a real famous person.
Yeah.
Doing white psych.
Well, that's what's fun about rappers back in the day. They didn't have social media. It's like they did interviews and that's all you knew about them. They did concerts and then they were doing an interview on like E
60
or
minutes,
yeah.
though. Yeah.
And that's all you'd get.
Uh-huh.
And you'd be like, he's so mysterious. Like, yeah. People would make up rumors. They'd be like, mm-hmm. Jimi Hendrix slashes his forehead. And I think he did this. Slashes his forehead, puts acid in it, puts a headband on. He's crazy. And then he would never confirm or deny it. He was playing music and nobody questioned him. But now we're like, Drake's barking at women. And now the next time he puts out a song where he's like, mine's got shooters in the six.
Shut up and bark. Excuse me.
Goddamn. This next ad is brought to you by ZBiotics pre-alcohol.
Let's
face it, after a night with drinks, we don't bounce back the next day like we used to.
Nope.
We unk. We felt like we had to choose a great night or a next great day. Then we found pre-alcohol. What is pre-alcohol? It's a ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. It's the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's a buildup of this byproduct, not dehydration. That's to blame for rough days after drinking. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember, to make pre-alcohol your first drink of the night, drink responsibly and you'll feel your best tomorrow. Every time we have prebiotics before drinks, we notice a significant difference the next day. We had one before dinner and then the drinks with friends on Saturday, and we're all up early the next morning getting after it, like nothing even happened. Felt totally normal. Mondays don't move for anyone. Pre-alcohol works overnight, so you can have a real weekend and still show up sharp. ZBiotics.com/socks. Promo code SOCKS, S-O-C-K-S, for 15% off.
Goddamn. But it's weird.
Dude, if I'm a rapper and I want to go head to head with him, that's my line.
Yes. Bark, bark.
Shut up and bark.
Shut up and bark, you Canadian bitch. Just joking. We love you, Drake. But this is, it's an odd combo of two things. It's like Brad Pitt doing gas station TV. What's happening? Yeah. You're Brad Pitt. You don't do this. You're touching your, dude, it was just like the first thing when like really, really famous people started doing podcasts. You're like, what's happening? Yeah. Go do your famous stuff.
Yes. Go do your famous stuff. But maybe you get bored of famous stuff.
You do.
How many times can you go to Carbone and be like, yeah, reggaetoni, please?
Yeah.
He's like, let me try to bang a goth girl in 1080p.
I hope it's more than 1080p.
I don't know, man. It was live streamed. How many views does a full video have?
80 quadrillion, dude.
Do you think Drake will do Guess the Person?
I fucking hope, dude. If it's sponsored by Kick, he probably will. I think he's an owner of Kick. I think he's an owner of Kick. Or he's got a percentage.
He's got owner in like steak or something. I wouldn't be surprised. Listen, there's some reason that he did this that we're not thinking about.
Yeah.
Probably money, but probably also just like crack. He's trying to hit.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think he has a problem in that market.
No, there's like multiple people that I know that have gotten DMs from him. And it's like, I think he's out here. He'd be on IG Reels sniping.
We've talked about this before, but what a weird thing to think about. Like Drake on his,
we have the same algorithm
50,
as Michelle Obama.
That's so weird.
Well, probably not, but
no.
This we all enter the same place at night.
Yeah, the internet's the internet.
If you have a video that blows up, which you've had many. If I have a video that blows up,
which you've had many.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right? We're just glazing each other right now. Just draking each other off. Drake and Josh. We're like draking each other off. Did I just foreshadow our next guest?
Yes, you did. Foreshadow. What about a five shadow?
Holy shit.
5 o'clock shadow four and a skin. Foreshadow. And foreskin.
Where's the other three? Put me on
in
kill,
a joke.
Tony. What was I saying? It's so hot in here. The AC's broken. We're in the valley in the middle of the summer. It's so hot in here. It's getting hot in here. What was I just talking about?
Nelly.
Nope, before that.
Mm. You were saying Drake, same algorithm, the internet, Michelle Obama.
Drake is pulling for women the same place that like a club promoter in Miami. Like he's just on there, sees a video and he's like, DM.
So Drake, dude, can you imagine being a lady and just getting a DM from Drake? Like you wake up and you just go, let me check my, and then you go, champagne poppy?
Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
Somebody I know, and you probably also know this person, got a DM from Drake while they're in a relationship.
Can't do that.
Who?
Everyone.
Everyone. Everybody's got
Everyone's wrong. So, but go ahead.
Because Drake slides in. Maybe he knew that they had a girlfriend or a boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they didn't.
Uh-huh.
But you're Drake.
I heard from multiple sources that that's his thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he slides in when he knows there's a man?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of a power play on his end to be like, oh, you'll leave him for me.
Or that, or he plays his life on hard mode. On purpose. Because if you're, I got a tape.
If you're Drake and you're single, okay, that's easy.
But if you're Drake, your life is on easy mode.
Yeah.
So you try to on purpose make it harder.
Yeah.
Because you got to prove
it. What was
that
level in Guitar Hero?
Hard. Expert. Yep.
Dragon Force on expert.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. But I mean, that's got to be, it just puts the boyfriend of the girlfriend and the girl in such a crazy position. Honey, look who just DM'd me.
Let me watch.
Let me at least stay in a guest bedroom.
Yeah, let me put my ear with a glass. Does that work?
Put your ear in a glass?
You flip the string? No. Like an actual glass. Like a dinner glass.
Yeah.
You put it on the door and it supposedly you can hear better with the glass. Science.
Sure.
Yeah.
Dude, there's the seashell method. You can hear the sea in the seashell. That makes sense. What if everything was like that? You held a condom up to your ear. You could hear sex.
I would love that.
Dude, everything.
Everything I would love. Shoe
up to the ear. You can hear walking. Fleshlight up to your ear. You can hear crying.
That is a good joke. Someone clip that right now.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. This is odd. I don't like it. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
The barking was crazy.
But him on a white psych is crazy.
You know what it is? It's like this kind of, and as a guy who's done like so many of these white backdrops, kind of like the flirty shit, I do it for clips, but like that's, I think these dating game shows are very, I don't want to say corny because I've done so many of them, but I do it as like, it's fun and I'm clipping. But when you see somebody like actually like, I don't know, like it's a privacy thing. If I'm on a first date, I don't want other people to hear the dumb things that I'm saying. Like,
right.
I would bark.
But
but you do this shit in privacy.
For clips.
You do no, I'm saying at home.
Oh, right.
You know, you're like, you're on the couch and like that conversation happens. You're like, I'll be a dork for you. I'll open up. You open up.
Yes.
But to like, you know, you do that in the privacy of your own home or, okay, what's going on here? You do it in the privacy of your own home or a restaurant where you're secluded, but like, to do this in front of the internet, no. Or
no.
I would do that and immediately be like, ha ha, wow, that was crazy.
I'm joking. Self-awareness. This is, the thing is, I think you would bark and I would bark for the clips.
Yeah, he's on
the
farming.
But he's doing it real.
He's whole farming.
He's doing it real.
That's what it is. We've discovered the 20 verse one Drake. And okay, 2.1 million views in one day. And Wiz Khalifa episode did 1 million, 1.1 a day. So.
Not far off.
Drake might do it. But the problem is, we need a woman somewhere in the room so Drake would do it. And then he walks in, he's like, oh, you're on this podcast? Or like, oh, no, that's the cart girl.
Dude, can you imagine having a golf cart girl at our studio?
Why not?
Can I have a Nutrigrain bar, please?
Yeah, for Drake.
For Drake. I think we could probably get him on. But this is just, realistically, it makes me slightly uncomfortable. I do not like these worlds colliding. Go be famous.
Mm.
But again, I think being that famous, your life is so boring. And I think he, like, this is like a cool thing to do, I think.
Maybe he's just got like a little bit of like FOMO. Like, cool, right. Famous shit isn't always the most fun. He's like, how many times can I go to dinner with 10 other bald men wearing Cartier buffs? And you're just sitting there like, yeah, the S&P 500. And then he's like looking at his phone while scrolling and it's like, my dumbass on a white backdrop being like, oh, when blah, 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 blah. You know, he's like, nah, that shit looks fun.
Yeah. Listen, first of all, we all do it. It is super fun. But and you might be right. He might just be bored. He's playing basketball in his fucking full court basketball goddamn court underneath. He's sick of his son, his porn star wife, ex-wife, whatever the frick. Mm. He's, you know, it's just this whole point.
I mean.
And he's, you know, he's doing it.
I think it is different that it is a dating show. I think that makes it a little weird because you know he can get any girl in the world. Without this setup, he should have like played a different kind of game. I think
he should go on Stiff Socks podcast.
Yeah, he should like try to guess like celebrities on his forehead. Yeah.
Like, and then one of us blindfolded. Yeah. What about that? I'm gonna DM him for Trev. I'm gonna say, yo, come through. What if we did that? You know how you got me with Wiz? What if I got you with Drake? What would you do?
Cry.
100%.
I would say, forget those 20 women. Whip it out.
Yeah.
Private jet selfie mode. Whip it out.
Let me see.
No, I would just embrace him. I would hug him and say thank you.
I mean, thank you for a lot, dude. You know how
thank you for Take Care. Thank you for Nothing Was the Same. Thank you for More Life.
He's literally has been the soundtrack to my whole life.
And now he's barking at goth girls.
That's the
problem. That was supposed to be your trajectory in the pandemic. It's just, it is, but, okay, you know how they say, and maybe this is the slogan, they say never meet your idols. Maybe never watch your idols on a dating show.
Goddamn.
This next ad is brought to you by Quince. August is a perfect time to hit the reset before the autumn rush begins. And honestly, we can't think of a better place to start than our closets. That's where you'll find Jack. That's where we love shopping at. That's why we love shopping at Quince. Quince is all about fewer, better. Okay. Quince is all about fewer, better prices, premium materials built to last. Quince is all about fewer, better pieces, premium materials built to last, designed to become the ones you reach for day after day after day. They specialize in everyday staples that work harder. The ultra soft cotton tees, the premium Mongolian cashmere sweaters, versatile, timeless, and they go from casual workout to dinner. Like whatever you're thinking, Quince got you covered, and that's not a coincidence.
Boom, dude.
And if you're still hanging on to the same, you want to take that line? Yep. My head hurts.
And let me tell you something, dude. If you're still hanging onto the same worn-out basics, Quince makes it easy to upgrade premium denim and tailored chinos from just $60, okay? With the fit, structured, and freaking fabric you expect from a luxury designer brand, everything is priced 50 to 80%. Less than similar brands because they work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middlemen. We hate middlemen. They're paying for quality, not brand markup. The cotton tee, which me and Trev both love, is the one we wear on repeat. Okay, we use Quince and you should too. And it's not just clothing, okay? It's become our go-to hotel quality bedding. We love, dude. Bath essential, cookware, travel stuff. Upgrade your everything. Download the Quince app. Four app exclusive offers. So, you know, or maybe not the app, or just go to quince.com/stiffsocks, get free shipping on your order and 365-day return. Now available in Canada and the UK too. That is quince.com/stiffsocks.
Goddamn. Seeing somebody you love and respect be like flirty and horny, like not jokingly, not clip farmingly.
Yeah.
You're like, oh man. Show them the house.
Yeah. Or just like, I don't
know. Y'all ever heard of Spotify?
But I think this is the problem. I think, and, you know, I don't mean to throw a little bit of shade towards Drake because, you know, we love him. We love him so much. But I think he's just exposing it. He's like a little bit of a nerd.
Well, he is.
Geek,
he
awkward dude.
Motherfucker's name is Aubrey. Are you forgetting this? He started off in a wheelchair in Degrassi.
True.
My man's got a great trajectory. But he also is very internet savvy in a sense where he does like a bunch of Twitch streams. He does shit with all like the Twitch. He's like chronically online. So for him to do this, I think that makes sense.
Yes.
He's flirted with everything up to it. And there's something we're not seeing in it. There's some equity. There's some money to play. There's some kickback.
But he is I think he's a part owner of Kick. So like, for him to do that, the stream's going to go crazy. He's going to make money. He's a business dude. So he understands what he's doing. But again, it's just odd. It's just odd for someone that famous to do something that like you shouldn't do. What are you showing us?
Steak. I mean, Steak probably paid him $1 trillion to do this whole thing. Because I think that's the owner of the gambling company he's a part of.
Oh, he is a part of it.
I'm pretty sure. Or at least right. they sponsored it.
Steak is.
Yeah. So this was almost like our the live stream we did where there was like segmented videos throughout the whole live stream.
Right.
Everybody's on Twitch these days. I don't mind streamers. I just hate the clips that come out of it. They're the most clickbait shit ever. And I always watch them. And maybe it's a fault on me. It'll be like so-and-so says the craziest thing to so-and-so and then it just never happens.
You can't do that.
Am I dumb falling for this?
No, you're not dumb. The internet does it. The internet does it. But here's the problem. I think it's like it's portraying this like now everything is fake to me. Everything I watch that's even remotely weird, I'm like, this is AI. Anytime I see a clickbaity title, I'm like, this is not real. Like, it's just going to make me never watch the internet. And I kind of don't now.
Yeah, and it's also annoying. People think like our guest, the person and everything is fake because people are so jaded by it.
Dude, I'm getting more, much more like, yo, like heckler clips are set up, like much more than normal.
Yes. Yeah. And they think it. Yeah. They think they're right.
Yeah. The dude, I don't know if you guys have seen this clip. The guy had like no leg, whatever. And I took the leg and brought it on stage and was like fucking around with
Riley,
it.
Right?
Yeah. But I got so many comments being like, did fucking set up? Did he put him in the front row? But like many more than normal. Cause I think everyone has no faith that anything's fucking real anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
So the question is, do you think this QVC clip was real?
Great transition.
Great transition. Go to Portland for a better one. Someone laughed.
Great joke.
Thank you so much.
Play it.
I do comedy. Huh?
Enes Kanter playing the WNBA.
Oh, right.
Oh, I did see this.
Dude, Enes is fucking going to try to get drafted in the WNBA, which is something else we need to talk about. That the dude offered $10 million for the WNBA, the whoever won the championship, to play the best high school boys team. $10 million to the winner. I don't think it's going to happen. I would pay so much to see that game. So much.
For you, you're like, I'd chip in five.
Oh, yeah. I'm not. Yeah, $5.
Not a shot at your bank account, but you're like, here, I'll throw you five, and like, you're welcome.
And all yeah. you want to do is watch the high school boys.
Me? Oh, hey, hey, hey!
You like to see them.
Hey, hey!
Yo!
First of all, mute my mic right now.
And you wonder why we don't make any goddamn money on this podcast.
Yeah, motherfucker. Everything demonetized.
Play this. Who's this? Toni Braxton?
I love to show the texture and this wave pattern. Again, it looks like you went and got a blowjob at your at your salon.
She catches herself here.
And it looks beautiful.
All right, so here's what's happening today. We're having a huge beauty sale. Everything ships to you for free, but that goes away at the end of the day. I will remind you that this is
a
one-time only price, where the price goes up at the end of the show, not the end of the day. So we're going to save you $10 plus the free shipping and handling, saves you another $5.50.
What a bunch of professionals. Can we go back real quick? I want to see the two mannequin dolls on the desk about halfway through. Those. The girl on the right looks like she just topped, and the girl on the left looks like she's mad that she's not blowing somebody. Everyone's hair in here looks like they've been doming people up. And the girl on the left, I mean, like, was she meant to say a blowout?
Blowout, yeah. Allegedly. Funny thing is, blow job, she's going to need a new job. Holy shit.
Or, I mean, this is the only, I mean, QVC is doing numbers right now because of this. If they're smart, they'll keep her on and then they'll like meme it and they'll like play it. But like, other than, like, if you fire her for this, like.
Oh no, dude. You know what's going to happen? There's going to be more people doing quote unquote mishaps on QVC now.
I mean, this kind of makes me think it's fake because the actual QVC posted it.
No, they're not verified.
Yeah, it is.
Shit.
Dude, everyone's trying to do comedy. How many views does it have? 2.4 mil?
2.4 on.
No, but it went crazy everywhere. The Instagram did numbers.
But dude, if I'm QVC, I'm doing that for all the products. I don't even like the knife set. You know what I mean? Take this and shove it on your ass. I mean, and then just fucking 80 million.
Yeah. 6-inch dagger, like my husband. Sorry.
Sorry, John. And I just have one question. How come all older women have that hair?
What is that?
At what age do you go, you know what? I'm chopping all of it off. All of it off.
What also looks like hard to hold up? It looks like a lot of style needs to go into, a lot of hairspray and product.
Is there something about like...
thinning, breakage.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense.
Fro?
Yeah, it's their version of a bald guy.
That's hilarious. Dude, by the way, there's something about... Ferrari and a bald spot. The last 50 Ferraris I've seen, I've been behind, and it's always just been a red Ferrari with a dude with a bald spot.
Yeah.
That's just what it is.
Shiny, nice car, shiny head. Look at the car, not my bald head.
Wow. Wow.
That's what I'm saying. If you got a nice head of hair, you don't need something flashy. You are the flashy.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, it's obvious. It's like, that's why I was so mind blown when I first moved to LA. I thought everybody in a Lambo or Ferrari was a celebrity. And then you'd speed up and be like, who is it? Tom Hanks. And it's like
Tom Hanks in a Ferrari.
But that's what you'd think.
Right.
You're like, it's got to be an actor. And I mean, this is when I was like 21 or 22 and I just moved here. Uh-huh. And you pull up and it's just some, you know, guy with a polo t-shirt on. Maybe a little bit of a man boobage.
Yeah.
A little bit of a belly on him.
Yeah, yeah.
Gold chain. It's just a dude.
Just a dude. That
but
was
probably
a,
worth billions.
Yep, just a dude that was like a producer on Friends, season one.
Yeah.
I'm
or
out here.
Owns a vape shop.
You're right, dude. Yeah, but it's a funny thing that it is always that. But I will say, back to QVC thing, if I am them or I'm just a company in general, I'm going to start doing this shit.
Yeah.
Like, you're just going
to... Ooh, I would reach out to the brand and be like, hey, today we're promoting your wigs. Do you want us to go crazy for an extra 50K?
Yeah.
50K, and she'll say, man, this wig, it looks good on your head, especially when you're giving it. That's not what I meant.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the internet. That's the internet now.
But, I mean, like, that blew up. That's getting clipped. And I think her, like, she's, like, leaning into it, I think. Her Instagram page, I think, is like, she's like doing stuff like that.
No.
I think I saved it for research. Could you imagine being the husband watching that? It's like, you haven't sucked me off since 82. What do you mean, blowjob?
Reagan was president.
Goddamn.
But buddy, if I'm a product, I'm having a quote unquote fuck up on the internet quickly. There's other products that have had fucked up that do crazy fucking numbers. That's just what this is, dude. You got to cut through the noise. You have to cut through the noise. You got to do something insane so something goes viral. And every company is like, I have a viral clip. No, you don't. You got to do something insane. You got to fucking sell Cheerios and do the high Hitler and then you'll do it.
Should I whip it out?
What's that?
Should I whip it out?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. When you fucking views, dude.
Oh, yeah. She posted herself.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, hold on. Are we getting got right now?
No, but like, look at this. It has 1.7 million likes. So views is probably even crazier. The show must go on. Bloopers.
And she pinned it.
Okay. See, she's leaning into it.
Is this her?
30 million views.
30 million views. What's the other content she's doing? She posted it twice.
Yeah, she's posting it all over.
I mean, dude, this is like the opposite of Coldplay. Yeah, she's leaning into it. QVC is promoting the fuck out of this. QVC is like, thank God we haven't had a hit since 2001.
We haven't had a hit.
What was that hit?
Probably the, what is that? What is that? The chop? The quick chop?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever the fuck that's called.
I know you were, Jack. I said it and I go, well, I guess this joke could work. I just picked the year, but again, why were demonetized? But yeah, so this was fun to see. But I mean, whatever, dude. Like, that's, you guys know on this podcast, I am so bad with words and thinking what's right. And blowout, blowjob, you know, it's not too far.
I mean, I'm trying to figure out what happened before she got on the air.
She had something on her mind, Michael.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Well, hair like that, I mean, listen.
How you gonna grab that?
What do you mean? It's like, I feel like, you know?
No,
like,
keep going.
It's like a ball of cotton candy.
Mm.
Anywhere.
It's a little bit of a dude. If you get a blowjob from the short hair, and it's totally fine, but it's a little bit of dude action.
But that's everybody that age.
Yeah.
What do you want her to have? Rapunzel hair? Rapunzel flagged a dude up to the room to crack from her hair?
That was a DM.
Bro.
She threw down her hair for DM.
Talk about a sub and a dom. Isn't that crazy? Oh, you want to come up here? Climb up this hair. And one guy's like, damn, all
right. Right.
For sure.
She weighed 107 pounds. How the fuck is a knight going to climb up that shit? Ow.
Hey, Disney, get on the phone.
First of all, that's a shampoo commercial like a motherfucker. You have strong hair like that?
Yeah.
Rapunzel?
Pantene Pro V.
Is it a golf ball?
Pro V one. But that's also crazy. You show up to the house. That was like in high school when the girl I lost my virginity to, she'd make me climb through a window.
What's happening? Was she on the second floor?
First.
So you're not climbing. kind of jumping, hopping.
No, it was like a, it was a higher window. It was like a rectangular one.
Oh,
It wasn't like where you would just like it wasn't floor level. I had to like, cause it was into like the bathroom window.
Oh, you had a shimmy.
I had to like literally like approach into it.
Dude.
So funny. Cop drives by, is like, burglar. You're like, no.
I think if a cop stopped you and you told him what you were doing, like, I think he'd let it go.
Yeah.
Like, buddy, I'm 15. Let me get some cootie. I mean, leave me alone, dude.
How do we get there? Rapunzel. Yes. How high up was Rapunzel? Isn't that crazy? That's how like horned up dudes are. They're like, yeah, I'd climb up your hair.
Yeah.
I've never done rock climbing my entire life. I've never had to parkour down a building.
Buddy, if I was a knight, I would Alex Hommel up any fucking castle wall. No problem. I don't even need hair.
How tall was the castle?
70 feet.
That's crazy. By the time I'm up there,
I'm tired.
Right.
Only 5 to 7 stories. Not that bad.
No, it's only 1 story.
Rapunzel.
I'm crushing.
70 feet. Do you think he did it in the first try? This is like a Mr. Beast video. The first person to climb 70 feet of hair gets to crack the princess. How old was Rapunzel?
Yeah, dude. Back, yeah.
Also, just open the front door.
I think she was a prisoner.
18.
Great. I think she was a prisoner. Don't say it like that again. I think he said like sketch.
Like a guy who like is trying to get out of like To Catch a Predator, and you're like, actually, sir. Did you guys see the new trailer for Chris Hansen with Robert Pattinson?
Uh-huh.
Isn't it disrespectful when they do a movie on a character who's still alive?
I agree.
Why isn't that motherfucker doing it? You know who can do the voice really well? Chris Hansen. And it's not like he is looks that much different than what he was in the prime.
Yeah, but he might not know how to act. Go ahead.
It's his show. It's his show.
No, I know, but there's a difference between like doing your thing on it and then versus like doing lines, and you know, he might suck.
Don't you think that if he had to reenact his show, he would be the best at it? What if a really good actor tried to do you on stage in the crowd? Wouldn't you be like,
that would be weird. That would be weird. But if Dave Franco was like, I'm gonna play Michael Blossom, I'd be like, I feel like he could act, like, not feel like, he could definitely do me like on, hey now, he could have an impression of me on film better than I could do me on film.
Yeah, well,
he's a better actor than me.
That's true. It's like with Wolf of Wall Street, they got Leo instead of Jordan Belfort.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
well,
maybe exactly.
Got to touch it a big name, but like, do they run it past? I think Jordan Belfort got paid for Wolf of Wall Street. They have to run it past Chris Hansen and be like, hey, take a seat. We want to walk you through this. He's like, I take a seat.
He's like, I have pizza in my hand.
But I just think that's so crazy when they do docuseries on the people who are still alive.
So Robert Pattinson is playing Chris Hansen?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he's a much better actor than Chris Hansen. Like, it's not even close.
I hear you, but it's a movie about Chris Hansen. So let Chris Hansen be Chris Hansen.
But Chris Hansen.
Make Robert Pattinson the pedo.
But Chris Hansen
another reason
can't
we just got
act.
Demonetized. But it's.
Robert Pattinson is an incredible, like, Oscar nominated actor.
But let me argue you this.
Give it to me. Argue me this. Best lore of all time.
Let me argue you this, sir. Your Honor, let me argue you this. What is an actor's number one goal?
Head.
Second goal, to be believed.
Okay.
Don't you think a guy who doesn't have to act or remember lines, he just has to do what he did on the show.
But he has to remember lines, though. That's the thing. It's a movie. Is it a... Well, hold on. Let me take a step back. Is it a movie?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a movie.
But let him fucking rip.
You were just in a movie.
He knows what to do when someone brings a unicorn over. And what are we going to do with that horn, sir?
What are we going to do?
I don't know.
Drake walks in, starts barking. No.
But I think maybe... I don't know.
I hear what you're saying, but you just did a movie. There's 100% difference between someone sort of just like being in the moment and like doing the TV show versus like having to hit marks.
Also,
like knowing the fucking lines. Like
maybe getting the person would be harder because they're going to fight back a lot. Robert Pattinson has no idea how the show, like I'm sure he studied it. But if I'm Chris Hansen and we're on set and they're like, all right, and the pizza guy's going to walk in, he might be like, no, 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 I walk in first.
Oh, right.
Then the pizza guy.
Right.
Like, pizza guy. Then, like, he might try to rebuttal it too much.
Right.
Like, if you've ever worked with somebody, I did something where they had to have a cat on set, and then like the cat trainer was there, and the cat trainer's like, well, you know, you're only allowed to hold him for this much time, and you have to do this. You're like, let's just bring a friend in who knows how to deal with cats.
Right. Yeah.
It might just be like a, they probably had to call Chris, and then he's like, well, you're seeing it. And it's like, maybe it was more difficult than like, hey, how about we just pay an actor to say it how we want it?
Yeah, you know how they pay like actual cops or detectives to be on like CSI Miami to be like, well, you're not holding the gun right, blah, 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 blah. Maybe Chris Hansen was on set helping Robert Pattinson, but like Chris Hansen can't open a movie. Ain't nobody from China going to watch Chris Hansen doing Chris Hansen. Anybody even know who Chris Hansen is? But if they go, Robert Pattinson, oh, I'm sorry, you mean Batman is going to catch pedophiles? First of all, Hackamy never did. Batman out here fucking
he's about to.
Helping Wall Street. Yeah, you're right.
Well, the funny thing that I've been seeing online is like the actors who are playing the pedophiles. Who, first of all, there's plenty of them out there. You ever heard of the government? But imagine getting that call from your agent and they go, hey, we got a movie for you. And you go, love it. They go, because they're not, you don't lead with the role until very last. You go, Robert Pattinson's attached. A24 is set to produce. This is going to be a big box office movie.
Yeah.
We got a role for you. And they go, hell yeah. I'll do it as long as I'm not like some like weird like pedo creep. And they're like, well, you're not weird.
No.
But you are the last part.
100%.
Because how they...
How do you feel about Oshkosh Bagosh?
How they announce... I don't know anything about anything, but the actor who's like one of the pedos in, I established actor, I'd imagine, but they were like, so-and-so signs on to, as pedophile. And they were like, everyone's writing about the title, be like, hey, maybe don't put that. And maybe put like so-and-so to star in Chris Hansen film.
You know what's worse? Can I say something worse? That there's an actor who auditioned, who got a callback, who went in front of the producers and didn't get it, and then sat in the his Troy's cell, got on the 101 and was furious.
And he's like,
that he didn't become pedophile one. Exactly.
But don't you think it's better to get runner up and not the role?
No.
Because then you can leave and be like, yeah, I knew I didn't look like that. Fuck my agent for sending me on that. I knew I didn't look like it. Versus you look like it. That's a room where you walk into like the casting room, which they don't really do anymore, but there's 10 other guys there and you go, yeah, you in the trench coat, you got it.
Yeah, I think if I was auditioning for that, I would walk in immediately and be like, listen, I'm acting. I would say I'm acting 40 times.
I would say that in the film.
100%. I look dead at the lens. I'm riffing.
In the end credits, I would need to say, like, I would need them to leave it in and be like, I'm acting.
You know, like IMDb has like, this guy says police officer under his
name. Oh, yeah.
Pedophile.
Honestly, is this it?
Yeah, but it looks like they don't have the... Because I guess it didn't come out yet, so...
Right, but they should have it. Yeah. See if you can see the guy who's playing the old... Jonathan Lipnitsky. Isn't that the guy who played Stuart Little?
What?
That's Stuart Little.
No, that is Stuart Little.
Yes.
I Yo, know, that's the Jerry Maguire guy!
I know, crazy ball and all brothers, dude. An ex years ago went on a date with this motherfucker.
Yo, this is the guy... This is the Jerry Maguire kid that said a human head weighs 8 pounds. Look at it. That's the Jerry Maguire kid. See the guy with the glasses, little kid?
That's him.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. No wonder they put him in this Chris Hansen film. Are you kidding me?
It's crazy. He's the pedo and the bait.
Yeah, but again, what are these calls looking like? Dude, if you get a call from your agent in this day and age, like, you're just hoping it's not something awful, awful.
They don't make enough movies anymore, dude. If I'm an actor, I'm taking anything.
Well, you're either perverted. Oh, look at this guy. Gerald Vincent, perverted justice hacker. Hey, how about we just go hacker? All hackers are perverted, I would imagine. Predator 3!
Predator 3. That's the word.
Ed Malone, Predator 3. Can't wait to watch my son, who's been in LA for a decade, play Predator 3. He has an Emmy Award nomination! God damn it, it's embarrassing being an actor. And then they have to go talk in an interview and be like, oh, is it like getting into this role? He's like, I can't talk about that.
Yeah. You ever heard of Kids Are Us? That's on my resume.
That is just so crazy.
It is kind of crazy that you have to call your, like if you're an agent, you call the actor and you go, listen, you look like a pedo, right?
Yeah. I'm pissed you even submit me.
Correct.
I would
Don't
lie
call me.
And be like, I submitted you for the lead.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, they wanted to make it work. So you like little boys.
God damn. God damn.
The crazy thing, too, is Robert Pattinson is in 5 movies this year alone.
So, shout out to him. His career trajectory, if I'm wrong, right? Twilight blows him up.
Yeah.
Unreal blow up.
Unreal.
Kind of has a little like little gray area.
I don't, he's been working since Twilight.
He never had a
what's up?
He never had a soft spot or like kind of a slowdown. I feel like his name was like he's always been known, but it's kind of like but now it's like pfft, like what happened in the past couple of years where it's just been blown up.
I feel like he's definitely in bigger movies now, but I feel like he didn't really have like, or and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the Twilight thing, he was so, that's the dude from Twilight. So maybe that hurt his career a little bit, but I feel like he's been steady working crazy.
That's true. He was in a movie with Zendaya recently.
And
that movie, it has a good,
I just watched that.
I did too.
Did you really?
Good.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I've never seen you two perk up like that.
Never.
I just watched it like yesterday.
Is that good?
Dude, I saw it on HBO or Netflix or whatever, and I was like, this movie's going to fucking suck.
Is it
what's
about
the premise?
Tennis players?
The concept is so good, and it kind of ruins it, so spoiler warning, but can I tell you guys the concept? Because it's a really good
point. I'm gonna watch. No, go ahead. I'm joking.
Okay. The concept is he finds out that his soon-to-be wife, the day before the wedding.
Like during the week of their final week of planning for their wedding.
They're saying about the worst things they've ever done. And Zendaya's character says, I planned a school shooting.
Yo!
And the whole like table goes silent and he kind of spirals from there.
Yeah, man.
So imagine how that goes, like leading up to the wedding day.
Shoot the wedding up.
Well, yeah, she's like, look at my wedding dress. It's a trench coat. Fuck!
Why are you limping in?
But the concept of it is like, where do you draw that line? Is like, you're a 15-year-old. You don't like, do you judge your soon to be wife on something she did at 15?
I would really need to know the journey she took to heal herself immediately.
Yeah, I would need to know.
If she was like, oh, I did that and then I just got a job at H&R Block, I'd be like, how much therapy? Tell me right now. I need to see the receipts.
But you have a couple days before you have like a wedding. Like, and you've already paid for this huge wedding. Your family's coming into town.
But even if you
like,
leave, you know what she's capable of.
You know what I'd say? How many times did she say, I want a bigger wedding? I need more people there.
Yo.
But yeah, it is a good concept. Like, where do you draw that line? Because she didn't actually, you know, she didn't do it. She brought the G word.
Okay. Now we've said pedophile 100 times.
40 minutes
in. You think the G word's going to be a problem?
She brought it to school.
Okay.
The only reason she didn't do it was because someone else did it that day. At a different school or at like the mall or something.
Oh, wow. How shitty is your town?
No, it's like in America. It was just in America.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's normal.
So she wasn't going to be like the big news. So she didn't do it.
Yeah. Wow. That's influencer behavior.
Yeah.
So egotistical.
Dude, that is. You know what? This is good.
But again,
what are you doing?
How do you get that phone call from your agent? Hey, you're somebody who almost shot up a school. Okay. But yeah, but it's also alongside Robert Pattinson. You mean the future Chris Hansen? Like, what are these calls in Hollywood right now? If my agent calls me, I'm scared. Hey, you're gonna be playing a tomato in the VeggieTales. Stop.
Yeah, you're gonna play a melon in Coco Melon. I'm in.
How about I just go on a white fucking backdrop next to Drake, clip farm once, and I'll do double the views the movie will.
Honestly, you're right.
Well,
that's this.
And then
is
they go,
at.
You get to be a cucumber in VeggieTales, and it pays $10 million.
100%.
Great.
Dude, yeah, I'm in. It is, well, okay, let me pose you this question. What are you doing if you're Robert Pattinson? You're 5 days before the wedding, and your wife goes, I planned it, I didn't do it. I did it when I was 15. Now I'm 16. Chris Hansen walks in the door.
I mean.
Robert Pattinson's like, I don't know what role to play.
But no, switch in between.
That is one of the worst things, though, is when that question kind of comes up in a group. It's like, oh, like, what's the worst thing you've ever done? And you have to share it.
Was it in a group?
It was in a group setting.
Hey, Zendaya, I have a comment. Don't say that. How about not say it? How about like, oh, one time I took a shit and behind a dumpster and some
more. She was drunk and she was like guilty, like kind of like just spurted it out.
Oh, wow. Oh, she felt guilty?
I don't know if she felt guilty, but like she was just drunk and, you know. Words come out. It's also not real.
So. Well, the second somebody asked, and what was the question she was asked that prompted that?
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Okay, the second that is brought up, 1 week before wedding, I'm going to go, whoever asked that, let's table that.
Yeah.
To never.
I'm going to be honest. I want to know.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, I want to know right now. Dude, if it's in 5 days, I'm about to spend the rest of my life with you, and if you killed your ex-boyfriend, I'd like to know that. If you chop the gerbil in half, I'd like to know that.
What if you've done something? That means that you haven't done anything worth like being nervous about, really.
Hold on, what do you mean?
Like, you're going to have to share yourself what's the worst thing you've done. What if they take it really horribly? You know what I'm saying?
I think I'm
lost. She tried to shoot up a school.
I think I'm lost.
But
I think I'm lost.
Still.
Because you said that you're like, you're for that question. Like, you would
Yeah, I'm for that question, yeah.
But that means like, do you have something scary to share too?
No,
like,
I'm good.
Okay.
That's why I'm asking that question. Because I'm clean. I've done a lot of weird shit in my life, but I've never done anything that someone's going to be like, whoa, that's disturbing. I don't want to create a family with you. But let me tell you something. If my soon-to-be wife goes, hey, I planned that thing and I didn't do it, a real answer is exactly what I said. I'm like, you need to walk me through every moment of you healing from that.
They do, yeah.
They do.
It's such a good movie. Yeah.
It is
a comedy?
Yeah. It's like a dark comedy almost. Yeah.
What a funny question.
It was good.
It was so good. Like better than Spider-Man.
How come we didn't come we didn't hear about this?
I was just on HBO like.
Oh. No, I'm saying I saw it on HBO too, but there was no promo. Like
super
no.
low budget, A24
okay.
Like
I see it was. I press play.
All right.
With my wife.
Okay.
But like, what is that line for you? Because she didn't.
I mean, that's a line.
Okay, well, the other girl, here we go. The other girl was, she locked someone in a bathroom in the middle of the woods, and she left him.
Why?
Essentially die.
Like, to die?
No, what friend group do we have?
No, it was like a prank. It was like, they were like
and they
playing.
Died?
No, they didn't die. That was like.
He could have died.
They could have died.
No, it's Zendaya. Like, we all right, I'll leave the pod.
Get in the woods.
But it was like an autistic kid that she locked in. Oh, the woods.
All right, that makes it way worse.
Yeah, but I'm saying she actually did the thing. Zendaya only planned it.
But, well, how? Well, you know what? That's the next question. How detailed did you plan this? Did you clean the gun?
They were right.
Did you? Whoa! Goddamn!
But that girl that actually did the thing to the autistic
that is
kid,
so.
She judges the planned shooting way worse than what she did.
I'd like to say I second that.
Actions are worse, though.
Buddy, if you planned it and you didn't go through with it because she wanted more clout, bing, bang, 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 bang,
awesome,
your brain is fucked.
It's a very womanly thing to do. It's like if you show up to a pregame and a girl's the same dress as you, you're like, I'm going home now. Both can exist.
That is so true.
Yeah.
So you hold on. So are you telling me right now that if you found out that your wife locked someone, an autistic kid, in a bathroom, or you found out your wife planned a school bang?
Has been locked in many bathrooms. So let's not.
No, it's closets. Closet, you meant.
My wife did that to me, actually.
What?
Locked me away, and then I got out because I was autistic.
You know, you just got to break it down and say, what did you do to heal? What was going on through your head in those days? When was the last time you had a thought like that?
I'm taking autistic over planned. Bang, bang. All day. All day. First of all, one's funny and one's not.
Right. We've all
no
done
laughter.
Stuff
now that it feels real. Okay.
No. No, I mean, there's all stuff you've done in like high school that you're like for the prank, but yeah. None of those were to the thought to take someone's life.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But this was the thought to actually do it.
Yeah. Like, and yeah, it's one of those things where you can't get over that.
But I couldn't get over it. No.
You have that thought in your brain where you're always going to be like, this person could do this.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Then all of a sudden it's 4 a.m. one night and she goes to get water and you're like, is that a water or is she getting an AK?
Yeah, and then you have a family with the kid. You have a family with the fucking thing, and then all of a sudden you have 3 kids and then she gets angry
and then they're homeschooled.
And then all of a sudden she takes out a gun. I'm out. I love you, but I'm out. I'm out.
Send her back to Tom Holland.
The crazy thing, the good thing about the movie, there's like, she reveals that she planned this. Like the next morning, they're like, I mean, you know, he asked all the questions, like, how did you plan it? Like, well, all this stuff. And of course, it cuts to them going to take photos. So the photographer is like, first, I'm going to shoot your family and then I'm going to shoot you.
And then she's going to shoot the school.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, man,
that's funny.
You know,
that's great screenwriting.
That's great. I got to watch this movie.
Yeah, it's so good.
Well, ruined it for you, but yeah.
That's okay.
No, it's more just the thought of it.
But we also don't know how it ends.
Right.
I'll tell her hands.
They get married out of school. Somebody shoots it up.
Shit, dude. And they go, school's out. All right.
But what is that line for you? Like, at 15, you can't judge a 15-year-old.
Yes, I can. Because your brain chemistry is not okay. Mm. So I'm going to tell you, I don't
want to. Both are fucked.
I don't want to create a family with that person. Like, your chemistry is a little off. Right. I don't know what's wrong with your genes. I don't know anything. Like, it's very, very scary. Dude, the person you pick to marry is like, this sounds fucked, but like, you're literally creating a business with this person. So you're going to have, you would never hire anyone that was like, oh, on the resume, I thought about shooting up a school. You'd be like, no, I'm good. But then you're going to marry someone like that? No.
Yeah.
No.
At 15, I was like, well, I can't do that.
He was about to tell the truth.
He was about to admit what he did.
No,
dude.
No, just be like a hoe, like have sex with like 30-year-old men for money. At 15.
Okay, you did that?
Everybody
no, no.
Lock everybody up in this situation.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, is that a line where you'd say her brain chemistry is off? Or would you be like, oh, that's just your past?
You know, it's so hard to just base it off one thing. Yeah. You got to see and know the person and understand their behaviors to see if that makes sense for them. Or, like, if that's on brand. Or if it's off brand, then you're like, yeah, I was in a really rough place. And I think everybody deserves second chances.
Yeah. But you're saying no to the plan.
Hey, guys. No. Second chance. I'm okay. Thank you so much. Goodbye. Are all three of you guys saying that you would give this person another chance?
Watch. I'm gonna get Michael right now.
Oh fuck.
I'm gonna get Michael right now.
Uh oh.
You can't get a refund on the wedding.
Fuck.
180K. How much are weddings?
About that.
60,
70. 80K on the line. Can't get it back.
I'm going to call my agent. I need a few more shows, and I'm canceling the wedding. Dude, you have to live with this person, bro. You have to create a family with this person. This person is going to be around my niece and nephews. I'm good.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
Really, really scary.
Yeah.
Unless they look, I mean, I guess what Robert Pattinson did, unless they really walk me through. I want to have a group therapy session with your therapist. I want to know everything. And also, you never... Day.
But what if?
Oh,
what if she didn't
postpone,
tell you this?
Baby.
Rain delay. What if she didn't tell you this until like 5 minutes into your marriage? Are you calling for a divorce, or are you going based off her past?
I literally might divorce. Dude, this is a major thing you just forgot to tell me. This is a huge thing in your life. So what else did you not forget? What else did you forget?
Well, she's deaf in 1 year because she was practicing shooting the guns, and she went deaf.
Yeah.
And then what story did she say?
You know what's funny? That's what sold me. Get out. You were doing that much shooting? You're that artillery trained?
Yes!
Hey, honey, can you take the trash out? Yeah, I got you. Okay,
no,
I'm going.
That's not going to be like, honey, can you take the trash out? And she's going to say, what? You're like, God damn it. This bitch can't hear nothing. And every single time she says what, you're going to know. I know. But every single time she says what, you're going to know why she can't hear. I'm okay. First of all, hear and ear, too close.
Wow.
The ear hears... Shut up.
Let me blow your mind. You know what that comes from?
What?
Head starts with an H. Where are ears? Ears here. Head, H, ear, here.
Huh?
The H in ear is because you it's on your head. Head starts with an H.
Mm. Did you make this up?
No.
Wait.
This is a real fact?
And heard, right? Heard, spell, you can spell head with heard, with ear.
Do we think this is just coincidence? Or do we think that Trevor's on to something? Or do you think I should lock Trevor in a bathroom right now?
Both. Heard. The word ear is in heard. And so is head. I don't know.
But what do you mean head?
Your ears are on your head.
Okay.
Heard. You can't spell heard without head, and you can't spell heard without ears.
How about heart?
Get out.
I love that movie. Hold on. Is this real? I hope it is. It sounds great.
I have no idea.
You lost confidence.
Absolutely. Oh, I forgot how to spell heard. H E A R D. It's no, it is. Because no, check it out. Because head starts with H and D.
I can't believe it is.
Yo!
It's real?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding
the
me?
Word
bro, this is the first time I've ever been phonetically
Germanic.
Bro, I can't believe this right now.
Right, hold on.
This is the first time I've ever benefited off the English language. Sorry, German language. Nine. I can't say that. Going there. Berlin. See me there. On sale now.
What's the number on my head?
Here.
The word here comes from an old Germanic and ancient language roots, meaning to perceive sounds with the ear. Okay. Even though it contains the word ear, linguistics debate whether they share a direct ancient root. Let's read the words, guys. Though... They have been linked in meaning for over 1,000 years. So the linguistics, they, you know, there's some beef. So we don't know for sure. What's this? Why are you in a heart? The word heart comes from old Germanic. What the fuck is Germanic shit? Germanic language, like old English. I don't know what that word is. Which traces back to an ancient root meaning the jumping organ. Dude, we're all dumb as shit. We're all dumb as shit. Oh, it jumps around. Heart. Dumb. Idiot. Okay. I want to go back to this question. So you'd be fine with it if you walked through everything and she was like, I healed, blah, blah, blah. You're fine. You have one day.
Does she have guns in the house?
No.
Then I'm all right.
For real?
I give people second chances.
Jack?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
You guys are crazy. Alex?
No.
Yeah.
The lying sucked. The lying.
The whole time.
Yeah.
And you know that she didn't forget.
Did she lie about it?
Yeah, she never told him the truth about why she was deaf.
Yeah. She said it was a birth defect, but later revealed, like, yeah, that's why my ears messed
really,
up.
Really, it was a gun defect.
I was practicing.
Dude, that's a lot of practicing. And she's not even smart enough to put in fucking ear fucking covers.
Not a silencer.
Come on, man. I'm out. I'm sorry. Listen, I love you, but I'm out.
Because it'll keep coming up. Like, it'll hit you.
I know, every single time.
You drive past the school and she's over there with her hand on the window like this.
Well, you guys have kids and you drop her off at school or, you know.
Yeah. Then she goes to parents. Then the fucking teacher's like, your kid's got a C. She's like, oh, really? I'll see you after class.
Yep.
How about like if she brought on like the day before wedding, like, oh, I dated Brad Pitt. And
Fine. Don't care.
And that wouldn't fuck you
don't
up,
care.
Though?
I mean, no. That's a second gun, but who cares?
Past relationship stuff is fine.
Yeah, I really don't care. Is there anyone that, like, if there was a past relationship, excuse me, that you'd be like, yeah, I can't.
Yeah, probably you.
Yeah, you know what? As soon as I said that, I go, yeah. And
because it's like celebrities, that doesn't matter. I'm almost like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
You're telling me I'm Eskimo Bros with fucking LeBron? That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty
but
cool.
If it's somebody that is like near and dear.
Yeah.
Okay, this sock talk is from Katie. She asks, have you ever gotten the ick from a girl's music taste? Example, Taylor Swift songs or the Beatles? Or Michael Jackson.
I don't know if I ever got like the ick, but I've definitely like been like, oh, this is probably not gonna work. If they're like, oh yeah, man, Insane Clown Posse is my ringtone. I'm like, all right, well, this is probably not gonna be
a thing.
In fact,
she has a music song for the ringtone.
That's probably worse. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't say ick, but I've definitely been like, I heard some music that was like too much of a deep cut, and I was like, who was your ex?
Right. Right.
Like, how do you know unreleased young boy? Like, who are you hanging with that you got, like, unreleased shit?
Young boy.
Young boy, Chris Hansen.
100%. What pisses me off, though, is, like, when you're on, like, early on in, like, the dating process or whatever, and you, like, play a song that you like, and she goes, oh, wow, you listen to this? That's when I get the ick, actually.
No,
when
you like super... one for one, where it's like, I show you one of mine.
Yeah, and then everyone's enjoying it. That's such a cool bonding experience early on in dating. But, like, when it's like, oh, wow, you listen to this? Okay, it's fine. You're like, oh, God damn it.
Already out immediately.
Already out.
Yeah.
What do you listen to? Flute music? Get the fuck out of my Celica. What year is
that? This is like when women are open to whatever you listen to.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, it's what you like.
Yeah, it's like your personality almost. So for you to be like, ew, you listen to this, you're like shitting on like my taste and my personality, whatever. Which means we're not going to get along. I like when I first started dating my girlfriend, she was like a big like Bad Bunny fan. And I like knew who he was, but I never really
did. Bad
Bunny. And then she started playing, and I was like, oh shit, this is incredible. I love that experience.
So much music that I've been put on to where I'm like, what the hell is this? And then eventually over time, I'm like, wait, this is good. Who was that again?
Yeah. Morgan Wallen, play it again.
This is kind of similar, but like I like and hate it, but when someone like points out something about like a Taylor Swift, say like it's annoying, and then it starts to annoy me the way she sings.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's like similar when someone like, you know, back in the day when you had like roommates and shit, and then someone's like, this person like sucks. They always leave the window open, and then you meet the person, you're like, oh, so you're that window leaving open bitch, huh? Mm. You're like, I don't even know you yet.
Mm-hmm. Or like they tell you about a tick that someone has and you never realized it, and now all you can see is that weird little tick.
Yeah, someone told me a long time ago that I bite my fork when I take a bite, and that's all I could think about.
Oh, I do too. Oh,
fucking Christ. But like the sound, I wouldn't think about it, and then you're like, oh.
But it's good though. I think you need people to point shit out.
Sure.
That's why we're like, that's why super hot people are so annoying, because no one points out anything.
Ah, interesting. So like,
you chew with your
mouth. You're calling me ugly.
Not ugly, but hot, you know? What's the secret sock?
So this was a secret sock. They didn't want their name in it, but they wanted to show you this video. They wanted to know, would you ever do anything like this for views?
Bro, I fucking love Big Macs, bro. Fuck it out, bro. Bro.
I mean, honestly, no. Would I do that for views? No. Would I do that if I was high? Yeah. I love Big Mac sauce so
Big
much.
Big Mac is the Big Macs and the sauce are incredible.
The dude, if I could have just a, if I could be high and have two funnels, and if one is just Mac sauce and then one a fry just every couple seconds.
Yeah, but this is
to that level, dude. If I mean that level of extreme will do numbers, but the first hour that's posted, you're like, this better fucking pay off.
Here's the thing. I hope that guy's doing good, but there is a big part of me that hopes that video bombs.
What's the grossest thing you've done to like eat while eating food? Like, how much food have you eaten? Like, something like where you felt like shit after?
Well, the funniest one is when I would go to walking home from the bars in college, I'd walk past the 7-Eleven, and there was the morning where I woke up next to an icy cup with nacho cheese in the bottom, but you could see the layers of where over time it had gone down. And I don't remember if I dipped sandwiches in it or just ate it or drank it, but like, you could see it started at one point and then over time it like sank. That's pretty fucking gross.
That's pretty disgusting.
And also, what 7-Eleven employee let me fill up a Slurpee cup with nacho cheese?
You probably didn't ask.
True.
You know what I mean? You probably just didn't bounce.
Yeah, Fireball asked for me.
Goodbye.
Said, this what I'm doing. I probably tried to ring it up as an icy. Orange.
The worst I ever felt was when I was super duper high. I think it was in high school. And I bought three or four, I can't remember, the ice cream Snickers bars. And I had, I mean, probably
the
about like
long way.
The long way. But like I had Taco Bell, and then I stopped at the 7-Eleven actually, and then bought like three. And I remember waking up in my house and in my mom's house. I was in fucking high school, but I felt fucking gross. And that was the first time I ever felt bad after food. I had so much food.
I feel like dairy, like Taco Bell mixed with dairy,
dude.
That's where it went wrong. Had you had just one of those, I think you would have been fine.
Yeah.
Or just the three ice creams, or just Taco Bell.
Oh.
Jack, what's yours? This has got to be some crazy shit.
I've stopped. Well, it's kind of more Fentanyl of a challenge, cheesecake. But I've stopped at like four different fast food places and ate each one of the burgers.
Actually, sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, have you ever done that where you got like fries from one place and a burger from another?
Everything cold.
Yes.
Everything's cold.
It's kind of impossible.
The best fries are Checkers fries.
All right. Get out.
What the hell that means.
You never had Checkers?
No, I had a family. What is Checkers? It's like a Carl's Jr., like a Wendy's?
I don't even know how to describe it.
It's like In-N-Out on the East Coast, kind of.
No, crazy. Checkers is way under
In-N-Out. It's sadder.
In-N-Out.
It's way sadder.
It's super sad.
Yeah.
God, dude, I was thinking about just like I feel like on a hot day, like a Carl's Jr. large diet, like a Dr. Pepper in that white cup.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the last time you had like a Slurpee? Just say, fuck it. I'm having a Slurpee from 7-Eleven. The last time I had Slurpee, I was still playing soccer.
Yeah, I honestly, like, you have a much healthier diet than I do. Probably in the past year.
Really?
Probably.
You just had a Slurpee.
Yeah,
I love that.
I think I was there for something on the road, actually. I think we stopped at a 7-Eleven on the road, and I think I did. I'll tell you where I was. It was Vancouver, actually. It was the last time I did Vancouver, and we were driving to Portland, and we're like, oh, it's going to be a 3-hour drive. So I got, you know.
That's great.
Slurped up.
What makes me so happy is when you say fuck and get a Mountain Dew.
I did
that. I don't know
recently.
Why that makes me happy.
I did that at the Chicago airport
last weekend. That's great.
Yeah, it's the little things.
It's the little things. You're right.
You know, I feel insane when you're like, oh, you've had a long day. You've had a long weekend. You've had a lot of work. You go, get that. It feels very much like you. You go, get that Mountain Dew.
Yeah, get it.
Get it.
Get the Mountain Dew. Dude, I had a microdosed mushrooms, like a smallest amount of mushrooms. Like I felt like just a little smiley, but it made me like a little like snacky. And I had two ice cream sandwiches. And I was like, dude, fuck it. And I said, fuck it for the second one. Dude, I had two. I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but I never really eat like that.
You got to understand, there's like some like UPS driver listening to this podcast, and I was like, I had that for breakfast.
I just feel like a little bad boy, you know?
Yeah.
Someone else.
The older you get, the more you need a little something in your life.
Yeah.
Like a, you know, little ice cream sandwich, a soda, a little Lucy here and there, whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
Blend it with this. Someone sent this into it. It's a guy scored a goal and then jumped into a tunnel.
No. Where did he go?
Yeah, where did he go?
Oh, he's the edits for this got it. Also, he's too old to be jumping like that.
Dude, that's like Mario and Luigi. Yeah.
Just thinking, like, I thought gold coin's going to jump out. Is he okay?
No.
I don't think he is. And they also called the goal back, which is the worst.
No. He made two goals. What the fuck?
Oh, dude. He broke both of his femurs, bro.
He just had no idea it was there.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you got to cover that or something.
Yeah, right? Well, they also put the wall up there, so they're like, hey, celebrate within these grounds.
Wow.
Oh, video. My God. I can't believe I haven't seen more edits of this.
That's terrible.
Well, guys, that is a podcast. Remember, August 26th, last day on the main feed, and then, again, Patreon. And same craziness. There's literally no ads
Thank God. Thank
so,
God.
So, you know, we're taking a hit from going away from ads, but just we just want... I listen to the episodes every week in the car, like an insane person, but I also am like, there's a lot of ads on the main feed. Yeah. And, you know, we have to, because we get demonetized so much from all the other stuff. So, I'm excited to be on Patreon with just an hour of unfiltered Riff City.
Yeah. We just
maybe,
want to,
maybe Riff State.
Let's do
Riff
it.
Riff State University.
Riff America, bro. How about that? We just want this
more
show
global
to be,
too.
To be better for you guys. So now it just gives us unfiltered, no fucking fences around our shit, so we can go be the wild episodes you guys want. So again, as Trev
Same
said,
show.
August 26th is the last regular.
Patreon.com/StiffSocksPod. And we're still going to be cranking out stuff on YouTube. We've been having a lot of fun with these Guess Who's, and we're able to get some cool guests on that. So it's still the same show. It's still the same.
Yep.
We're getting cool guests. We're doing a lot of fun on there. But yeah, if you want Wednesday's episode, will now be on patreon.com/StiffSocksPod. Thank you for understanding. And if you don't rock with that, I totally get it. Thank you for rocking with us up until this point. But you know, we're just thankful, and we're just trying to do what makes sense for us.
Thank you, guys. We love you. Again, patreon.com/StiffSocksPod. We'll drop every Wednesday. So we love you guys. See you soon.
How big is your dick?
Oh, guys. It's pretty fucking big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love you. Bye.
Goodbye.